Yo, maniacs! Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
If you could have a dream matchup.
Okay.
I think that's how we're going to do the autographed BKFC card, too.
Oh, like a dream fight
card? Just a dream fight.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't have to be. It has to be realistic. Okay?
Okay.
And the closest somebody gets to the announcement that's going to be made next Wednesday.
Ooh.
Will win one of the two cards.
I like it.
And then we'll do something else with the other card.
Okay.
So whoever's the closest.
Who would be your dream fight? Are you going to say Rocky Balboa?
Well, no, that wouldn't be a dream fight because nobody could beat Rocky Balboa.
Well, didn't the Russian guy beat him?
No.
Khabib?
No.
So,
no. Ivan Drago did not beat Rocky Balboa. The only person to beat Rocky Balboa, Mr. P beat him in two, or in three, and Apollo in one, and that was debatable. Split decision. The judges were on the take.
Right.
It was a hometown crowd. It was a hometown, even though the hometown guy lost. That's another thing that drives me crazy.
The hometown judge.
The hometown judge. Chris Lee is from Ocala.
Right. He has no
say. He doesn't care.
Houston.
He just wants to get home.
Right.
To get back to his painting class. he's a professor of art.
Is he really?
Yeah, he really is.
Wow.
And I didn't know that when we went to, what's her name in Germany? I can't think of her name. My people. What's the house? Anne Frank.
Oh, Anne Frank.
Yeah, we went to the house.
You went to the attic?
Yeah.
Was the attic open?
Yeah, we were up there. Yeah, it was crazy. And so somebody, I think I've told this story before, somebody in the UFC said, let me describe the four of you that hang out.
Okay.
One was part of operations.
Okay.
One was the judge.
All right.
One was the doctor.
Right.
And me. So they said, as we're walking down the street in Germany, they said, Greg, he's the type of person to look at his watch and say, I don't have time for this.
Okay.
Randy's the type of person to say, all right, what's the most expensive thing here? I'll go take a look and let me leave. Right. Jeff Davidson's the type of person where Dr. D, as he's known in the UFC, where he would walk around, he would read stuff, play the game.
Okay.
And then Chris Lee, the judge from Ocala, would read everything, would look at everything, and then go to the store and buy something.
Wow.
So then we move forward. We go to a place and Greg says, I don't have time for this. I have to get back to work. True story. I went to whatever the art museum in Amsterdam, and I swear to you, I said to a security guard, before all this happened, I said, can you just tell me what the most expensive thing is here so I can look at it? It was a bowl of, I believe it was apples or pears. I don't remember. It was awful, worth like $6 million.
It's like the art fair in Miami. What do they call it? The Art Basel or whatever it's called. And then the guy duct taped a banana to the wall. It's like the most expensive exhibit of the show.
There you go. There's Rico right there. We were talking about Rico earlier.
Yeah.
Dr. D did walk around and, pretended to read stuff. It's in German. What are you reading?
I can see Dr. D be like, give me three of those bananas. Just write a check.
That's true. And then Chris Lee did go into the store and he bought a book.
Wow.
So it was all, and then like 2 days later, somebody said that. Of the four of us, three of those four were involved in that very famous shakedown from the police in Brazil.
Right.
The very, very famous.
The infamous.
All right. So coming up in the next segment.
Yes.
Will be Dave Rickles, who will be fighting in Kansas for BKFC. We're going to give away one of these autographed cards. So you have till next Wednesday to tweet it.
Okay.
Facebook it.
Got it.
Handwrite it. Spray painted in the air with water balloons. I don't know. Just what your dream matchup is. What you think this dream matchup will be that will be announced next Wednesday.
I know what mine is.
What? Here comes more stupidity. Go ahead.
Well, it's just Jared from Subway versus me.
I would take Jared.
Oh, Jared, take a beating.
No, he wouldn't.
Yes, he would.
First of all,
because he's been to prison?
Yes.
Because he got prison cred?
He's been fighting every day in prison.
No, he's not. You think he's fighting in prison? They got to isolate it. He's probably so protected.
I don't think so. I think he beats the crap out of himself every day.
Well, apparently, that's what he's doing.
So he's going to be very tested and very beat up at the same time.
Apparently, he beats himself a lot.
It would be interesting if he was all there. Kind of like how badly the Astros are going to get beat. On a regular basis.
So what do you do if you're a player for the Astros? Are you just going to take it? Are you going to like petition the player association to protect you? Like,
I want to
extra padding.
What I'm looking for, well, like they don't wear enough. Barry Bonds wore so much padding.
He looked like a gladiator.
Yeah, it didn't matter that he got drilled in the elbow. We couldn't feel it. It's going to be funny when an Astro gets beaned and then storms the mound. So he knows he's wrong. Right. He knows why he got beaned, yet he's still going to storm the mound and get beaned again. I think every pitcher that goes to the mound against the Houston Astros, this is me being the commissioner, I am going to look after the Houston Astro batters. Okay. I do not want you to throw at players.
Okay.
But I'm also going to allow you to keep another ball in your back pocket. You know, like they do when they throw BP.
And beam them.
So
they come from the mound. Right.
So the pitch beans them, and then when they run to the mound, you pull out the other ball and bean them again. Best, a double beaner.
Best fighter in baseball, Nolan Ryan. Did he bulldog choke?
Not Robin Yount. Robin Ventura.
Then he did a bulldog choke Ventura.
Yeah.
Similar to like
a little nuggy.
The Robbie Lawler fight with the Ben Askren. He like made him submit with a bulldog choke.
Something on those lines.
Nolan Ryan's a big guy.
Mark Goddard is getting death threats.
Yeah, death
still
threats.
Still from that. Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, because the internet's full of trolls and, you know, haters.
I remember when Mitch Williams gave up the home run in Toronto. With Mitch Williams.
Was that the closer?
Gave
for
up
the
to
Cubs?
Joe Carter.
Was that for the Cubbies?
No, it was Toronto when they beat the Phillies.
Oh, okay.
You know, when he got death threats and all that kind of
but
stuff.
Why?
So,
why?
Just it's awfulness. All right, we're going to get back to more awfulness in a minute.
Okay.
But on the phone with us right now, I believe we'll be having his BKFC inaugural fight in his backyard in Kansas next month. Dave Rickles. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. Doing great.
We appreciate your time. I was at your fight when you fought here in Tampa. Talk about the decision, you know, of joining BKFC and Dave Feldman.
Yeah, man. When Bare Knuckle first kind of started to hit the scenes in the United States, man, I mean, I'm sure me and a few other people have kind of fallen in love with it. I just really enjoy what it brings to the table. It's different. It's very exciting, and you know that is exactly what I like to bring to the table, is exciting fights.
You know, the thing that I like about it, and I've been involved with Dave since the first one in Wyoming, is not only the passion of you fighters and you athletes, but the passion of Dave and what he brings and what he expects from the fighters to go out there and put on a show. And I think the combination of what he's looking for and the athletes that want to do bare knuckle, it's been a great partnership.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely think, you know, that it is a little more of a refined breed of people who want to get in there and do the bare knuckle.
I'm definitely going to agree with that. Talk about, and I know you haven't had a sanctioned BKFC fight yet or a bare knuckle fight, but you like how I put that, right?
Yeah, I do.
How different it's going to be training-wise, because now with you not having to worry about 80% of what you've had to worry about in the past, how it's going to change, you know, workouts and training sessions?
You know, it's honestly been a lot of fun training more one-dimensionally, you know, strictly with the hands for attacking as opposed to all my other tools. But it is different. You know, there are adjustments, particularly – you know, I'm working with Olympic bronze medalist Nico Hernandez as well, getting ready for this fight. We're both right here in Wichita doing the bare knuckle. And, you know, he's having to adjust a little bit himself because, you know, no gloves, the brings down your ability to block. And quite honestly, you got to take care of your hands a lot better as well.
And that's what I was going to ask you next. We've now had athletes on, you know, since June of last year. And what fans still don't realize is you do have to pull punches, because if you throw 100%, you know, the chance of you breaking a knuckle obviously is increased.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, you guys had Hector Lombard fight over this last weekend, and, you know, he's known for throwing bombs, and he seemed even a little bit hesitant. I think that a lot of that had to do with the factor of, you know, you hit an elbow or the wrong part of the skull, and, you know, that might be the last punch you throw.
Is that something that you have to, you know, keep in the back of your mind? And again, you haven't done it yet. I'm sure you've done it in practice. But, you know, it's easy to say, I'm going to be able to pull a punch. I'm going to remember that it's not an MMA fight.
Yeah.
And then you're in the middle of a fight, it's got to be in the back of your mind, though.
Yeah. You know, that's one of those famous Mike Tyson quotes. Is everything, you know, you might have a plan until you get punched in the face. So the plan is definitely to pick my shots, try to land good, hard, thudding shots, but in between, you know, things are a little softer on the hands.
Normally, I would ask you about fighting in your backyard. You know, is there more pressure? And I don't know how you can have more pressure than being in a fist fight. But when I did my 2.5 seconds of research, it's only going to be your, what, 42nd time fighting in your backyard. So it's got to be an old hat for you, right?
Yeah, I love it, honestly. And that was a really big factor for me with working out a deal with Bare Knuckle and whatnot. I love performing in my backyard. And, you know, the best part about it is my city loves coming out to support me in my backyard. So it's going to be a great turnout and a good night of fights in general.
What has been the talk, you know, in your circle? You know, obviously I'm a big fan of BKFC. We have the official segment with Dave Feldman every week. But what has it been outside, you know, in your circle of the talk of BKFC or Bare Knuckle in general?
You're really going to do that? Is like the main thing. You know, that's what I mean. Like, I even my fighter buddies and friends, like, there are guys that I was like, hey, let's do this Bare Knuckle. And they were like, what? No. Like, what? You're crazy to want to do that. And I'm like, man, what do you mean? Like, it's a fist fight. This is why I got into this sport in the first place. So, yeah, you know, I just think everybody has a different kind of look at what Bare Knuckle is to them, but they're all looking in one way or another.
Do you think that the reason most people say that, you know, whether it's media, whether it's fans, you know, whether it's the other fighters, is because of the blood aspect and not thinking, you know, we've been told time and time again how much safer Bare Knuckle is, you know, than boxing, how much safer it is than MMA because of the glove and the, you know, the concussions that haven't really happened in Bare Knuckle. Do you think it's still right, educating everybody on how safe this really is?
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely not the first thing that comes to your mind, right? People see a little bit of blood, you know, that's what I've been trying to, you know, particularly my family's like, what, you're doing the Bare Knuckle? And I'm like, well, see, one, I have to govern my hands. You know, I have to regulate, I have to pull back punches. So that means the other fighter does too as well. But then, you know, the blood is just superficial. Those are cuts that can easily be stitched up. So, you know, what's really more to worry about is definitely some head trauma.
And I think that's the drawback. And, you know, I've covered MMA for 30 some years, and, you know, I'm not a big fan of the blood and all that kind of stuff, but it is safer. And that's what we've been trying to, you know, to get out there. Do you know yet? I don't know if Dave has told me yet who your opponent is. Do you know? Is it out there yet?
I think they have announced it, so I'll go ahead and say it, but I'm fighting a guy named Justin Baseman. I believe he's competed under the Bare Knuckle a couple times. He fought in Bellator as well as Glory Fighting as well. So he's a veteran.
What can you do as you do, you know, research and, you know, when we have boxers and MMA fighters on, we always talk about watching film and all that. When you're fighting somebody that's only had a fight or two, if that, can you get anything from watching an MMA fight when you're going to fight them bare knuckle?
Yeah, I think so. I do believe you can still see some things. Obviously, the fight's going to be very different when you get in there. But, yeah, you can definitely still see tendencies for what they like to throw and how hard do they throw. Do they throw straight punches? Do they throw looping punches? Do they even go to the body at all? So there's things you can look for, definitely.
How many times, Dave, have you been asked since you've announced and signed with Bare Knuckle, what size glove, you know, tell me about the gloves that you're going to wear?
Yeah, there's been a lot of questions about the hand wraps, that's for sure.
I've always found that funny, and we've talked all the time. They're like, yeah, we understand it's Bare Knuckle, but what kind of glove are you wearing? No, it's Bare Knuckle.
Yeah, a lot of people have this impression that our hands are going to be enclosed in something, and I'm like, no, dude, you don't understand. and I usually send them a clip of the bare knuckle fights that are out right now, and they start to understand that, yeah, your hands are exposed. Those real knuckles land in your face.
Final question for you, and we certainly do appreciate your time. How big do you think bare knuckle fighting, you know, in the States, you know, can go? How big can we expect this?
Man, I want to see it blow up, man, because truthfully, it's one of those things where I watch and I'm excited the whole time I'm watching. You know what I mean? Like, I'm watching two guys that I've never even heard of their name, and this is really fun to watch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just hope it catches on. And I think it is. I think it is. I think this is kind of something showing that too. They're making their branches and building the sport. I know Dave Feldman's playing probably one of the biggest roles in that.
And he's going to make a couple major announcements in the segment next week. I cannot wait for people to find out what is about to happen. Dave, thank you very much for your time. We're going to put you on hold so we can get your address. We're going to send you out a shipment of Ape Man Strong Gear for giving us a couple minutes of your time.
Oh, dope. Okay.
And we will see you soon in the squared circle.
All right. Sounds good.
There you go. Dave Rickles will be in the squared circle in Wichita, Kansas next month.
Is that in the great state of Kansas, according to the POTUS?
Or Missouri, one of the two.
Did you do love that the President Trump didn't realize it?
Who cares?
Well, because it's important.
Why is it important?
Seriously. Because it affects you.
How does that affect me?
Because
I'm in either one of the states.
Trump is your boy.
Well, that has nothing to do with it.
And he just parted, what do they call it?
Yeah, he parted. He parted the ways.
He pardoned Eddie Bartolo. Bartolo?
Bartolo? You're
Eddie
just brutal.
Eddie DeBartolo Jr. He just pardoned him yesterday.
So what does that have to do with anything?
Well, he's a local guy. He used to own the 49ers, the losers in the Super Bowl 54.
Is that what they are?
They're losers. They lost.
They're not the winners of the NFC?
No, they're the losers of the Super Bowl.
No, they're the winners of the NFC.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. If you didn't win the whole thing, you might as well not even do it.
Did they get a ring?
Just like Daytona 500.
Did they get a ring?
If you ain't first, you're last.
No, if you ain't first, you're fifth.
Well, what does that mean? Because the wreck?
Ryan Newman took fifth on his roof.
Wow, this is crazy.
He had that race won.
19 years to the day.
Since Earnhardt?
Of Earnhardt. Now, a true question, because I saw a lot of people online talking about Earnhardt. Since his passing, they don't watch NASCAR. That was it for them. Like, he was kind of the last of the original hardcore aggressive drivers. Like once he moved on, people say, you know, I don't even watch it anymore. Well, that was kind of the end of the era.
Let me prove that one thing that you said wrong about aggressive driving.
Okay.
Ryan Newman was aggressive driving.
Right.
As he was blocking up and low.
Right,
and,
right.
I mean,
it's strategy.
And that's what Dale Earnhardt did.
Right. He was blocking for his son.
He was. No, it was for Petty. It was for Waltrip.
Okay.
Right. So he went and blocked so that.
Sure.
And bam, goes into the wall.
Right.
I saw on the Four Letter Network that Ryan Newman, who went to Purdue,
okay,
is an engineer through Purdue,
okay,
and helped develop the bar that was in the roof of the car.
This cage.
That basically saved his life.
Wow.
So
that's pretty cool.
How about that?
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
You know, and let's be honest, and we're all very thankful that Ryan Newman walked out of the hospital today, but isn't that why people watch NASCAR?
For the fights, for the wrecks?
For the wrecks.
Yeah.
Well, and the fights. The fights are impressive.
Right. Yeah, right.
I love watching the intelligent NASCAR drivers that take a full punch, bare-knuckle punch, and somebody wearing a helmet.
I mean, we thought that...
At least be like Miles Garrett and pull it off.
We thought combat sports were the most dangerous sport, but apparently NASCAR drivers, they've got the most violent wrecks, they have the most damage, and there's no early stoppage.
But you can run around the track in your underwear, like Talladega Nights. What's your favorite race movie? I can only think of two race movies, but Talladega Nights and Days of Thunder.
I mean, those are the two historic ones. I would say... I mean, I don't know. I liked Gone in 60 Seconds. It wasn't like a race car movie, but it was like all about sports cars, like Eleanor.
Never saw it.
What? How have you lived this long and not watched Gone in 60 Seconds?
I've never even heard of it.
We're going to have movie night here.
We're really
starting every Wednesday at 4:01 p.m.
We're really
join
not.
Randy and I for movie night, where we will eat free pizza and watch a different movie.
Oh, that's so different from every night.
To catch you up to speed. You got to watch Breaking Bad, And you have to watch.
I really have no interest in any of those. I really don't. Now, I saw, what's the guy from Boston, the actor, Ben Affleck, is coming out with a basketball movie that's similar to Hoosiers.
Okay.
I may watch that.
Why?
Because I liked Hoosiers.
You can't mess with the original. You can't.
No, it's different. Okay. No, this is about a true story.
If they
story.
Shoot it underhand, I'm not watching it. If they did the granny shot, I'm not watching it.
Why?
Because it's blasphemy. You can't.
Rick Barry did it.
You can't copy the greatest movie of all time.
I don't know about the greatest movie of all time, but it might be the greatest basketball movie of all time.
Pretty legendary. I mean, well, Blue Chips was pretty good.
I don't know. The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh was pretty good, too.
I never saw that.
Ah, you need to see that.
Yeah?
It's so awful. Dr. J was in it. It's the only reason why.
The best basketball movie is probably semi-pro. Will Ferrell.
Never saw it.
He, like, they play for fourth place, like it's a championship run, because they get cut off as fourth place, and then everybody else is out of the league. So they treat the whole movie like a championship victory, but all it was for fourth place.
Before we hit... Oh, White Men Can't Jump. That was a good basketball movie. Good. That was Hoosiers was better.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Hoosiers was great.
Yeah, look at the fan club coming through in the clutch.
Yeah, I don't know about fan club, but back at the station, there's not many fans of the show. Come on.
Well, there was
I've had people tell me they stopped listening once you joined.
No.
Yeah, it's true.
No way.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why would they stop listening?
Have you listened to your show?
No.
If you would listen one time,
no.
You would see. So Dave Rickles enters the bare knuckle squared circle in Kansas. I don't think I'm going to make that one as much as I wanted to go.
Why? Because of the location?
No, I want to go because of Kansas. I'm sure the steaks there are unbelievable. I go for the food. What's wrong with you?
Right, I know that.
That's a busy week.
Yeah.
You don't even know what's going on that week.
No, you haven't told me about what I'm...
No, the other thing you still haven't earned yet. You have 35 minutes to either make or break what I may be giving you.
Yeah, but what is it? Is it a tangible item?
You.
Is it an event?
It is an event.
Okay.
But that has nothing to do with what's going on in the Tampa Bay area the week of BKFC in Kansas.
And what's that?
That week is the St. Pete Grand Prix.
Ooh, another chance for redemption at the media... Go park.
So you can steal another trophy?
That's steal. I accept it.
I call you the Houston Astros. I want you to wear a Houston Astro jersey when we go to the media event.
I'll wear an Astros jersey.
I will get one sent from Marshalls. You know, I used to do that. I used to go to Marshalls and Ross.
Okay.
When I would travel.
Right.
And I would go in and just buy like a $2 t-shirt.
Right.
Thinking I would wear it. But I only wear 8-Man Strong and Knockout Radio.
It's true.
That's where I got my Nolan Ryan shirt.
Okay.
You know, was there in Houston?
Sure.
But we'll get you a Houston Astro. You know, there's a good place to get it. Little Leagues in California.
Okay.
They're available because they're refusing their teams to wear Houston anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So they're either going to send it to Africa like they do, you know, the 49er Super Bowl stuff, or maybe we can send it to you and you can wear it.
Because my Nolan Ryan jersey has blood on it. Ventura's blood.
Frame. I got the card.
You want to buy it? I'll sell it to you.
No. You know what happened to the last person who wanted to sell me something?
No.
He died. So be careful when you... He used to work here.
Was he selling bootleg tickets?
No, he wanted to sell me that Mike Schmidt jersey or something.
But you wouldn't buy Iron Mike Schmidt? What do they call him? Jack Schmidt?
Michael Jack Schmidt. Sorry. Iron Mike Tyson, who's coming to town.
Is he?
He is coming to town beginning of April.
What?
Hard Rock.
Really?
Yeah, for the meet and greet.
It's a good time because I heard Hillsborough County just decriminalized marijuana under 20 grams. It's no longer a criminal offense.
Our buddy Chad did that?
Yeah, Chad Cronister, the sheriff.
Sheriff
Tonight
Chad.
Tonight can roll through Tampa with up to 20 grams of marijuana. Well, go hang out with Mike Tyson,
unless you're
Snoop Dogg.
Charles Haley. That's when he had the like 800 tons or something in the back of that van.
I mean, he was just a little bit before his time. You know, cool. A little ahead of the curve.
Who should John Jones fight?
Rumble Johnson at 205. You know Anthony's training. You know he's down to 230 pounds. And you know he's coming back. I mean, you know that's the only guy that can actually fight Jones and win.
With that, I need to go get a gun and shoot myself.
You don't think that Anthony Rumble Johnson is a good matchup for Jones at 205?
For a guy that hasn't had an MMA fight and hasn't been in the UFC in how long?
But he's determined.
He should be able to. He's determined.
He's hungry.
I'm hungry, too. Give me a steak. But that has nothing to do with fighting John Jones.
I'm just saying.
I don't know if I could get down to 205.
You could.
I know I could. I'm only at 209.
No. Yeah, I think that's the only person. I mean, that makes an interesting fight.
How can you say it's the only person when the Dominic Reyes fight is so recently?
He's cleared out the division. There's no one else. Who do you want to see him fight?
Dominic Reyes.
You want to see Comey come down to 205? No.
No.
Do you want to see Stipe? Do you want to see that super fight at heavyweight? You want to see Jones go up? Because I think Jones beats Stipe.
I don't know if he does, and I don't think that he has to go up. You know, everybody sees cleared out the division. So what?
Shevchenko's cleared out the division.
Have you heard the rumor GSP Khabib?
Yeah.
There's a little rumblings about it.
Yeah.
All right, bottom of the hour. Let's hit this break. When we come back, I'm going to sit back and watch you conduct an interview. I'm looking forward to this.
Yes, I got an interview coming up.
Yep, this is when we really do sink to the bottom of the ocean. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Ryan Beatty here, Bellator heavyweight and light heavyweight champion. You're listening to Knockout Radio with that ugly man over here, Randy.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Viking encampment, pit of misery, escape room, all at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekend, February 15th through March 29th. Discount tickets are available at Circle K and online at BayAreaRenFest.com. Marvel at the Celtic dancers. Watch feats of strength during the Highland Heavy Games. Break out your kilt this weekend at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Discount tickets available at Circle K and at BayAreaRenFest.com. Joust, do it.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you a fan of MTV's hit show, The Challenge? Well, on Saturday, April 4th, Challenge Mania Live is coming to the Tampa Improv. You can see cast members from the show live on stage talking about their experience, and you can even party with them before at an exclusive meet and greet. It's at the Tampa Improv on Saturday, April 4th, hosted by three-time champion Derek Kaczynski and his podcast co-host Scott Yeager. They'll feature Mark Long, Killa Cam Williams, Nicole Ramos, and the final reckoning champ, Hunter Barfield. Tickets available at ChallengeMania.com. Live.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Have you heard about this crazy event called Rugged Maniac? It's coming to Tampa for the first time ever on April 18th. They built this huge adult playground with giant water slides, fire jumps, rope swings, and tons of mud. Then they let 5,000 people party all day at their festival, complete with DJs, interactive games, and tons of craft beer. It's seriously the wildest event coming to Tampa this year, and the best part, there's still space available to sign up. Go to ruggedmaniac.com and secure your spot for their Tampa race on April 18th. Don't miss out. Grab your friends and join the fun. For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888- 724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Kamaru Usman, a.k.a. the Nigerian Nightmare here, and you are listening to Knockout Radio.
Tyson Fury.
Yes.
Deontay Wilder.
Saturday night. The rematch.
I'm looking forward to
it. Do you think it was a draw last time? Were you okay with the
honestly,
score?
I didn't watch it enough to know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't care.
Because of my professional opinion.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Tyson Fury had like a wicked backhand. He was just like kind of, you know, he was winning by points. But yet Deontay had a devastated knocked out, down, whatever you want to call it. Did you say he had a Rocky moment where he heard Rocky screaming? Like,
it was the Undertaker.
Was it? Get up!
No, that's when Mickey yells to Rocky.
Get up!
He heard the Undertaker. Dong! And that's when he jumped up at seven. Jumped out of nowhere. A little update for you.
Yes.
St. Pete Grand Prix will be the week of, I think it's the 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, all in that area. That's why I'm not going to Kansas. Monday, the 16th of March.
Media day.
Well, it's not media day. This is the closed Valspar event that we went to last year.
Oh, yeah. I love the golfing event.
So that's Valspar is that week.
Tiger Woods, y'all.
He's not coming.
He was there 2 years ago.
Well, he wasn't there last year.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so what do we got on tap now?
All right, so welcome to the program, Ryan Beck.
Thank you for having me.
Ryan Beck Fitness, a longtime friend, and he's doing some pretty remarkable stuff. He we're a combat sport.
Just talked to Dave Rickles, who said a lot of his friends and family said, "Are you crazy? Why are you fighting bare knuckle?" So my first thought was, "Are you crazy?" I just need to know.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit crazy, but just excited and motivated. I mean, so I guess what's going on is I'm hiking the entire Appalachian Trail.
Are you excited and motivated because you're at a point where you can't turn back? And you have to be. You have to be excited and motivated at this point.
Yes. 2 weeks out. Yeah, I mean, there's really no turning back. So I look at the fear as excitement, and it's probably what it is. Just a lot of fear that I'm perceiving as excitement, but I am excited. And really, not only is it a great adventure for me, but I'm shining light on a cause that I'm really passionate about and I care about, which is Parkinson's. My grandfather's had the disease for 26 years, and I started training with him. I'm a personal trainer, and I started training with him and working with him. And then we fell into a boxing program specifically designed for Parkinson's patients. So it's a no-contact fitness program based off of boxing concepts and principles. And when I got involved in that, I mean, I just fell in love, and it became my new hobby and passion.
And what does that do for a patient with Parkinson's? Like, what does the boxing actually do for the mind, or the stimulation of the mind, or the movement of the body?
Well, I think for the most important thing is that it's a full body thing. You know, so a lot of people, when they throw a punch, they just move their upper body. But if you're really training the movement of fighting, it's generating power through rotation and pushing off from the ground. So a lot of things that, you know, that people don't normally practice. So when these Parkinson's patients have this new form of movement, it forces them to go back to the basics and start to learn and start to push forward and have this common goal that fighting really, you know, brings together people.
And for those unaware, like, what does Parkinson's do? Like, what are the symptoms of Parkinson's disease? You know, we obviously know Michael J. Fox is the probably the most prominent figure in the Parkinson world. But what side effects does it cause?
Well, also, you know, Muhammad Ali and now Ozzy Osbourne, too, very famous people with the disorder. But, I mean, really, it's a neurological disease that, that attacks your automatic responses to things. So we take walking for granted because we don't really think about it. It's just automatic. These are the first kind of motor, this is the first kind of actions that get attacked by Parkinson's. So again, why the boxing and that kind of combative mentality is so good, because no matter where you are, you have to relearn how to move when you're learning how to do this kind of stuff. So I think it's really beneficial to the Parkinson's people.
So you got involved with this locally, right? You have seminars. Is there a way for people to be involved if they have a loved one or family member who are going through it? They want to sign up or be a part of it?
Yeah, definitely. Rocksteady is a nationwide organization. So if you just Google Rocksteady Boxing, if you know somebody or you know you're related to somebody who has Parkinson's, and right now in the Tampa Bay area, we have 4 locations and over 100 students or practitioners, and that's just here. But again, it's a national program. I think there's over 40,000 affiliates or something like that.
And so your cause, the hiking the Appalachian Trail, it commences on the 29th of this month?
Yeah, that's it. I'm leaving on the 29th of this month. And instead of doing like the typical, you know, hiking, you know, dollars for miles or something like that, I wanted to kind of go a different direction as far as generating attention and raising awareness. So what I did is I went out and I emailed and just social media, you know, blasted out and invited everybody I could, every program I could that was Parkinson's based. And so far, I've got about 40 people who have committed to time to come out and just meet me on the trail, whether it's for small hikes or just lunch, you know, for some of the people who are, you know, a little bit less physically abled. And, you know, and again, I'm just bringing people from all across the country together, and it's just amazing.
I'm game. I'll join you for lunch.
Yeah. Yeah. He will travel for food. Okay, so you find the best steakhouse on the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah.
And even if you can't find a steakhouse, just you find some that passed away. Grill it up, and we'll be there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, we'll be out there. I'll get you a little campfire. Shish kebabs going.
I'm a great Uber driver. If I can drive the Triple Champ to the airport, I can drive Randy to a free steak meal.
How can people help? How can they get involved? What would you like them to do?
Well, again, you know, my whole goal and idea was to try not to look for monetary resources, but just to get people to take action. I mean, if you think, you know, $100 is valuable and committing that to a donation or cause, but well, what about 15 minutes of genuine time of reaching out to family members or people who might not have heard of this kind of cause or thing?
Oh, that's great. I think we should go, Randy. I mean, what do you
for how long?
Well, he's going for how long?
145 days.
145 days.
All right. I'll give $1 a day if you go for 145 days.
You're just trying to get rid of me.
I've been trying for years.
But the base of the Appalachian Trail is really close to the global headquarters of Staff Zone. So maybe we could drive up there and spend the day at the headquarters with the Presidente, and then drive over to Helen and jump on the trail for the kickoff or the first leg of it.
What's the weather like in Helen right now?
Probably snowing.
Oh, well, then I'm not doing that river. I love that river.
What kind of preparation did you have to do to get ready for this? I mean, because this 145-day consecutive, right?
145 days consecutive. Now, I do have 12 stops full, you know, official stops. And that was mainly where I'm coming off the trail, going to the hotel, mainly to make the meetups more convenient. Okay. 'Cause these are our elderly people with physical disabilities. So to have a full day in a town where I can meet up and make things convenient was really good. So it's 2,200 miles. I'm going 145 days consecutive. As far as preparation, when I made the statement I'm going to hike the Appalachian Trail, I didn't really have any experience. But I knew I wanted to conquer a large goal, and I thought that was the perfect way. So I just YouTube and studying the different people who have done it before me.
Now, are you going to be camping every night? Is that what you're doing? And
Yep. So that's the plan. I've got everything, like my entire life fits in a backpack right now. Tent, sleeping bag, everything, food, stove, everything. And it, you know, 9 times out of 10, I'll be sleeping outside.
Really got a better idea.
Yeah.
Drop that backpack. I'll give him the backpack that I have with the bike, and then he can ride the Appalachian Trail instead.
The Jupiter bike folds up. You can get 15 miles per charge. and there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, well, see, and that just...
That would have sped up the 145 days.
Yeah, I'm sure my wife would appreciate
it. You're back home in 25 days.
It'll be like your trip.
Yeah.
Is it going to be like, you know, you've seen the people that are walking, you know, from California to the East Coast, and there's like 16 vans behind, and, you know, are you going to have, you know, a lot of people with you and setting stuff up, or...
I mean, that's what I want wanted, but no, it's just me out there. Just me and my bag. I mean, I will say my rock blood, my wife will be here. She'll kind of be the home base. If I need something, she'll send it via Amazon. You know, just because of the internet, especially Amazon, this type of trip is a lot easier to do now because you can mail packages. I can order something, have it 12 hours later, right? You know, wherever I need it. So
how will you know where that'll be? Like, you know, you're going to need something. I mean, I've never been on the Appalachian Trail. So, right. I mean, is there like stores and?
Yeah, there's stores. They say about every 3 to 4 days it'll be, you know, accessible to come off the trail, go into a little town. But so many people have done it before. There are books, there's internet programs. So, I mean, I'm going to be following in the footsteps of others who have done it, and that'll make those kind of resupplies a little bit easier.
They have open table and you can like dinner at the Brazilian Steakhouse.
I'm coming in. Do you have two for a table at McDonald's, please?
Well, nowadays, I mean, it's a little bit like that, you know.
I would make a reservation at McDonald's because after not eating McDonald's for a full 145 days.
Yeah. Oh,
I would treat it like fine dining.
Well, I mean, really, the 4 days of ramen noodles until I come to a town, it's gonna be time to eat when I get there.
Sure. I haven't been to a McDonald's in a whole lot longer than 145 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you.
That was our meeting spot. That's whenever I did something wrong on the radio, we're like, I need to see you tomorrow, 2:00. But we always meet at McDonald's.
Why do you make this crap up?
No, that's why you fired me. Like, you're like, look, I don't think
I fired you right here at this table.
That was the first time. But other meetings outside of here.
But. Thank God. Not that this segment's done, but I can close up with him for the next couple minutes.
I'm excited for you, Ryan. I'm proud of you. You know, I've known you a long time. I think this is what your cause is noble. As a guy who did a cross-country journey by bicycle, I know you're going to be great. You know, you're going to meet people that you'd never expect to meet. You're going to have a journey of a lifetime, and you're doing it for a great cause to help so many other people. So I salute you. And I'm proud to call you my friend.
Isn't that what you said just before? Not you, but what is said just before the gladiators in Gladiator go to war and die? We salute you.
Yeah, you might die. are you worried about your safety on the trail?
No, I was going to ask what is the biggest concerns. You know, my first thought was
snow.
No, just your feet. You know, blisters on your feet, and how do you anticipate taking care of that?
You know, probably you hit the nail on the head of what the biggest problem could wind up being, your feet. I mean, if your feet aren't happy, you're unhappy. But for me, I feel like I've been training. I've been walking. I've about 6 months ago, my feet were covered in blisters, and now I'm kind of past that. So I'm really hoping I've kind of developed some calluses and, you know, different little tricks and trades to get through that. So the feet are definitely an issue.
I strongly suggest you do not walk in flip-flops, though. Just saying.
Jesus did. I mean, he did okay.
I told you, I walked from the car rental place in Vegas. Have you been to Vegas?
No, I haven't.
I walked from the car rental place in Vegas to the MGM, which is probably 8 miles, maybe longer, in flip-flops. Oof. And then I couldn't walk for 2 weeks after.
Did he tear your meniscus that day?
No, that was more recent.
That was a different car rental.
All right,
story.
We are at break time. Thank you, Ryan. You know,
thank
best
you
of luck.
Me.
You know, keep us informed.
And how can people follow you on the trail?
You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook at Ryan Beck Fitness or at RyanBeckFitness.com. All the videos and updates are all there as well.
And if you need a cameraman, I'll send Matt. All right, let's go hit this break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, Sway Calloway, world famous wake up show, Sway in the Morning, MTV, Sirius XM, and Sway's Universe. Make sure you check us out. Follow me at Real Sway. Knockout Radio, you're down for the count.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Viking Encampment, Pit of Misery, Escape Room, all at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekend, February 15th through March 29th. Discount tickets are available at Circle K and online at BayAreaRenFest.com. Marvel at the Celtic dancers. Watch feats of strength during the Highland Heavy Games. Break out your kilt this weekend at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Discount tickets available at Circle K and at BayAreaRenFest.com. Joust, do it.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you a fan of MTV's hit show, The Challenge? Well, on Saturday, April 4th, Challenge Mania Live is coming to the Tampa Improv. You can see cast members from the show live on stage talking about their experience, and you can even party with them before at an exclusive meet and greet. It's at the Tampa Improv on Saturday, April 4th, hosted by three-time champion Derek Kaczynski and his podcast co-host Scott Yeager. They'll feature Mark Long, Killa Cam Williams, Nicole Ramos, and the Final Reckoning champ, Hunter Barfield. Tickets available at ChallengeMania.com. Live.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Have you heard about this crazy event called Rugged Maniac? It's coming to Tampa for the first time ever on April 18th. They built this huge adult playground with giant water slides, fire jumps, rope swings, and tons of mud. Then they let 5,000 people party all day at their festival, complete with DJs, interactive games, and tons of craft beer. It's seriously the wildest event coming to Tampa this year, and the best part, there's still space available to sign up. Go to ruggedmaniac.com and secure your spot for their Tampa race on April 18th. Don't miss out. Grab your friends and join the fun. For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Joel Romero here and the Knockout Radio.
I wasn't crazy enough to tell him that we wanted it done again.
Because he couldn't understand what he said.
Yeah, well, which is part of it, which was cool. But, you know, it could have, a couple other words could have been said in there. But I'm not going to tell Yoel Romero, hey, do it again.
The soldier of God.
All right, two things that we do need to touch base on. One, we'll do in reverse order. We'll need to talk about this weekend, Dan Hooker, yep. Paul Felder. We'll talk about that. But real quickly, let's talk about the judge who judged the Krauss fight.
Okay.
Which I think was the same judge that had it 4-1. John Jones.
Okay.
So he's judging a fight where the guy who gave him his black belt was cornering one of the two fighters. Do you have a problem with that?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
I don't, but just for what it looks like, he should have not judged that fight.
Sure.
You know, I've always said that I can judge my wife fight my mom.
Okay.
You know, I truly believe that. No, I truly believe it. No.
Thanksgiving?
No.
Okay.
No. That's two angels on earth. Trust me. That wouldn't happen. Now, me and my brother, that's another story. But I honestly believe I could judge and be honest and be straightforward, but it's perception.
Right.
The guy who gave him his belt is cornering one of the fighters. Then it's controversial, the fight, and he went against Paul Krause and went for the corner of the guy who gave him the black belt.
Right, of course.
Perception.
Yeah. I mean, I guess in a theory sense, yeah, can you be a true unbiased professional at
I
all
could,
times?
I could judge you fighting the Subway guy.
Oh, yeah.
And it really the fix isn't in that I'm already going to have him winning.
Yeah,
you
probably.
Know, no, not probably. I would. I would have the card all filled out, 10-9 rounds
so you can get home before
for Jared.
Yeah, there you go.
I told you that one time, right?
Yeah. Like
I was on the Howard Franklin.
He turned in his card.
I turned the card in. Once the round was over, the fight was over, and I turned it in, and I was on the Howard Franklin, and then I called somebody and said, who won the fight? Because I was already gone. Yeah. You know, once the card goes, I don't care who wins. Right. It doesn't, and it shouldn't matter to anybody.
Right.
You know, when you're judging, it shouldn't matter to you who wins. And if it does matter, you shouldn't judge.
True. I agree. Who wins that fight? Paul Felder, Dan Hooker? Down in New Zealand. I mean, that's Hooker's hometown. Got hometown crowd behind him.
Means nothing.
Felder's a big guy walking around at like 190, cuts down to 155. He's got more power. Hooker's got those deadly elbows.
I want to try to word this as
Politically
correct as possible. I think more people are on the Paul Felder bandwagon because of him commentating.
Okay.
That has now dwindled into
his
fight
club.
Game. His right. Into the fight game.
Right.
I'm not going to say underrated, overrated, any of that. I think more people are on the bandwagon because of his
commentating. Well, because they know who he is. They know his name now because of all the exposure of being a commentator.
I just know he's from Philadelphia.
Right.
And I could still judge against him because that doesn't mean anything.
What if he chose Pats over Geno's? Would you still be neutral?
No, I don't care. I don't even remember the two.
Oh, really?
Well, I told you our mistake when Wes Simpson and I went there.
No.
We went there and we were going to see which one we liked better. A, I don't remember. But we were stupid and we both got full cheesesteaks at both.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of getting one and splitting
that's
it.
That's a rookie move.
The veteran move is we ate two full subs and then went to someplace else and ate again.
Hopefully you didn't have to make a weight cut that day.
That's the real veteran move, but I don't remember. One is more sliced, I think, and one is more chopped.
One uses Cheese Whiz, one doesn't. One uses provolone.
I don't know.
I think.
I don't think that's right, but whatever.
Yeah, I think the Cheese Whiz is the big deal.
No, that's wit. You go wit is what Cheese Whiz. Okay. Wit. You want wit. And don't go up and not know what your order is. It's very similar to the Soup Nazi.
Oh, really? Take it away.
Did you ever go there?
The Soup Nazi?
Yeah.
No.
I did.
No.
Soup was phenomenal.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was good.
It was worth it.
Well, I didn't get yelled at, but it was good. What's the longest line you've ever stood in for food?
Man, that's a good question. I don't wait for food. There's nothing I crave long enough to stand in a line for it. I mean, maybe the state fair, because there's like always lines.
I waited about 45 minutes to an hour in the snow in Chicago
to get popcorn for your wife
for Garrett's.
Well, that's a difference.
It's still the longest I've waited in.
You would have waited 4 hours because for your wife, it is the last day you're in town. And so I drove to Lytton Square.
I don't know about 4 hours.
I drove to Lytton Square.
I love my wife, but I don't know about 4 hours.
I drove to Lytton Square in downtown Atlanta after UFC 236 to get popcorn for your wife.
Yeah, that had nothing to do with me.
But I got off the highway. I drove down the middle of town, out of my way, around the loop, through traffic in Atlanta.
And then it was just after that you kissed Cejudo's rear.
No, the triple champ. I bend the knee to Triple C. What do you mean to do?
You did bend the knee, too.
Everybody says that's the job.
You did bend the knee. I did.
Bend the knee. He's the triple champ.
Means.
We've never seen a triple champ in the history of the UFC.
He's not a triple champ in the UFC. No, he's not.
What triple champ? He's got a gold medal.
That's not the you are.
He calls himself a triple champ.
You are a moron.
I know. It's not the same.
And he knows he's a moron. That's the best part of the whole thing. You know it. And that's the beauty of it.
Which is more valuable? Like gold medal from the Olympics or the UFC.
I don't think that it. You double champ. I don't think it's even close. The Olympic gold medal is more valuable.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
I believe so.
Wow.
I would rather have an Olympic gold medal than
a UFC strap
or anything. A World Series title, a Super Bowl trophy. Or now let's make it an individual thing. So you know the golf. I think an Olympic gold medal is much cooler, much better. Us against you. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank Dave Rickles, obviously, for coming on. Hit us up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At Mega Pizza Man 1.
Want to thank Ryan. Want to thank 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. Loaded show next week.
Loaded.
You know, as we have UFC Norfolk, so we'll have a bunch of fighters. Over, under, Alon Cruz comes back?
Over.
Yeah, he's sure. Definitely. He will definitely be on that
list. He replaced me already as a co-host.
Well, the day that he's available, he will easily take what little job you do, Alon Cruz will take from you. All right, this show is done. The replays will be up, MMA Weekly, Bubba Radio Network, Internet, all those kind of things. See you all next week.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.